in Tiberias. Let's see what halachically will be the conclusion over there. In Tiberias, what did he do? Let's remind everybody. He had a plot of land, fertile land, which he uses for farming purposes. And he came up with the idea, it's right next to the Kinneret. The access to the Kinneret from the public roads, it could only be through my fields. So you know what, I'm going to take advantage of that fact. I build a path for the public to take access from the public road to the beach, and I put a gate at the end before the beach and charge them for entry to the beach. I make pocket money, extra money on the side for my farming business. He did that for many years until the law came out and said you can't charge for beaches. Okay? So what did he do? He moved the gate from, instead of being at the end of the path, entry to the beach, which you can't charge, moved to the front of the path where entry from the street, the kvish, till the path. And say, well, I'm charging you to use the path. Came to the tailor, the people who've been using the beach for many years, and said, hey, beach you can't charge for. And path you can't charge for, because it's a maitzvah of Rabban. We've been using the path. We made it public. You can't interfere with our use. You can't put a gate there. You can't charge for it. You can't interfere with our use. Now, did they make a kinyan?
Was there any kinyan? Was that they were Rabban yet? Oh.
Already jumping into the thing.
Was it originally?
Okay, so that's what we're analyzing now.
Okay.
Okay. So, did they make a kinyan here? We need a kinyan. Did they make a kinyan? Was a kinyan performed here?
Yeah.
Yeah, how?
Happened. You put the walk in. As it was made into a bed.
Yeah, it was a path, mucus for walking, was made in path only for walking, and they used it. Okay, so kinyan is not going to help us here, because not like the wall, where there was no kinyan, here there is a kinyan. Okay. So, let's analyze Matthias's point. Says the Rashba like this. Didn't Masha Shalti, you asked me a question. Yitzia Obi'im Sor Chazoka Sholishom Alav. A private individual, not the public here, a private individual comes and goes in and out of your property. Does he need to do it for 3 years or not in order to take control of that use and not be able to push him away? Does he have to have 3 years of using this private individual, using your property, going in and out, in order to now have that right for permits? That's the question asked the Rashba. Yeah, okay. That's part of the question. What does he need? Private individual comes into your property, uses it. At what stage do we say, well, now you can't remove him? So it's Gamzed Dover Borah. It's clear to me. Shusar Cheskas Sholosh. He definitely needs 3 years. Shayesh Bezer Chusar Kaka. Because him using it is definitely deteriorating the Kaka and interfering with your use of the Kaka. Shamish Tamish Bachot Sem Babish Nichols of Yotuba. He's using it, going in and out. Because again, the Dasra Vesai Shamachi Shem Shum Chazoka Blotain, of course. Of course, if you hold that you always need tainos, which we do, mechum atol. What do you mean? What are you doing here? Well, I've been using it. That's not good enough. You have to say I was using it for a long free time, 3 years, and I bought it from you. You know, it's not stum using it. You actually gave it me as a present, or you sold it to me. I have to give a reason why I'm here, because you, the owner, gave that right to me. You can't just say, well, I just used it. Therefore, as soon as you say you need to come up with actually explanation that I have acquired the ownership from you, then of course you need to use it for 3 years. So it's clear from the Rashba, if you're just using someone's property as a path, an individual using someone's property as a path, then not only has to do a kinyan, he has to come up with a proof of the kinyan, which is the 3 years, and he has to also come up with a claim that you actually did the kinyan to me with knowledge. You said to me, I'm giving you a present. Oh, I'm selling it to you. Yeah.
Giving then, rishus is not enough?
Rishus is not good enough. You have to say, you sold it to me, or you gave me a present, and I made a kinyan, and I got proof of the kinyan 3 years. And that's for a private individual, using your property as a path. Now, the question is, in what way is the public different? We've already established the public also needs to do a kinyan. That's what we established last week. So what's special about this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda now? If you need to do a kinyan, also by the public, as well as the private individual, what's the difference now? both the public and the private individual can only have rights to use your property as a path and keep that right, and you can't remove them if you do a kinyan. So what's the difference now between the two?
Well, there has to be an underlying mechila or something. By rabbim, you don't need the matana or the...
Oh! So, the Rashbam, it says, you know, the Rashbam, who's the Manza Omer, who says, Shehishim tikna lehelech rabban miyotav ashoska osle kalkul the vata l'rabbim mochul. The Rashbam says, in order for the public to have rights, they have to do a kinyan, they have to flatten the land, and the owner keeps quiet. Then, as soon as the owner keeps quiet, when he sees you flatting the land, the public land, then they've got rights, which you can't now take away. Why? What's the right? As the Pnei Yeshua speaks out, what way are they different from a private individual? Just like Shmuel said, "V'zeh yesh liyashiv de brashus to kosher tosis." When the tosis says the public needs to get permission. When Tosis says the public needs to get permission, he doesn't mean that, yeah, here, use it, public. Here, go ahead, I'm giving you the present to use. He doesn't mean that. That's not what the word Rishus means. What it just means, the Yodav Rishosak, he sees, he observes the public making a kinyan, Rishosak, and he keeps quiet. If it would be private individual in such a scenario that you see someone private coming into your property and making a kinyan and you don't do anything, it's nothing. It's haka, it's nothing. You can just kick him out because you didn't give him. You say to him, "Here's a present." You have to say, "Here, I give you a present." Then it works. But if you don't just watch and see, it's nothing. By public, what's the difference to the public? Public needs a kinyan, but they can do a kinyan with you just watching, and it's already, you keeping quiet with them doing a kinyan, already they have rights. So the whole difference, and what's special about Rabbi Yehuda's din is, you know, public is special. What's special? The special bit is they can do a kinyan with just you just watching. Whereas as a private individual, they can only do kinyan if they come to an actual agreement and say, "Hey, I'm giving you the presents." That's the difference. Private individual actually has to have an agreement, spoken out agreement. "I'm giving you a present, or I'm sending you this right," and then you do a kinyan. Without that agreement, just watching, nothing. With the public, they have rights and acquire that rights, which you can't remove. With them doing a kinyan in front of you and without any agreements. You watching and don't say anything. That's the difference. So now we've got a big difference between the public and the private. So now we have to say, okay, so public has a special halakha. So now we have the million-dollar question. What is this question from the beginning? How do you define public? Big difference. If you're public, then you need to have a written agreement or verbal agreement. If you're private, you have to have a verbal agreement, a consent. "I'm selling or doing." Okay. If you're public, you don't. Just quiet and watching. That will be the chura nafkamin in our case of the beach. What's our case of the beach?
You have a kinyan, but there's no agreement.
There's agreement. Yeah, that's agreement. There's no agreement.
But our, no, because he gave us just by virtue of he made it all mishupat.
Did he say, "I'm giving you as a present this area"?
He's inviting them to come. To use it as a present? Yes.
No.
Well, not
no,
exactly.
No, not exactly.
The big difference is that here he's doing it with the anticipation he's going to get money at some point.
Right, so what's that? They say, "Yeah, I said, look, you can come and use this area if I, as long as you pay.
But if he wants to take a stroll in the middle of the night just to walk back and forth, he would say no.
No, he probably wouldn't. You would say yes, because it's advertising. You know,
Big enough for our case.
So it's nice.
We define them as private individuals, then you can pull up the gates. Because we never had a formal agreement, I'm giving you ownership here, never did that. But if they're defined as public, then they don't need an agreement. They just say he knows, he watches, and doesn't say anything, and they make kinyonim, that's it, they've got it. So therefore we have to define, are they public or are they private individuals? We have to define what's public, what's private.
Can we say public is a million, 10 men?
Yeah, so exactly, what do we define? How is it defined?
So you know what I would say? I would say, what is the reason Rabbi Yehuda differentiates between private and public? So it would seem to me it's because if one person is walking into my living room and say something, and I don't say anything, I just watch them go in and out, that's not necessarily indicative that anything is going on. But if 100 people walk into my living room and I don't get up and say anything, that means I don't care. So it's because it's out of my control. If it's out of control and I say nothing, then it's then it means that I don't mind at all. So I think anything that remains in a crowd control mode would be private, and anything that is beyond your control would be public.
Okay, but has anyone come up with a different or arguments?
Walking back to shul, crossing through the putty, or to get across the others to next street, doesn't have to be more people than the people that want to access the beach. You can have
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not the number of people. It's the circumstances. If you could control...
Is it numbers? Are you saying numbers?
No, it's not numbers. It depends on whether you could control the flow or not. Like on the beach, I could say nobody comes in anymore.
I tell you, but I said, look, it's my house. Have fun. No. 100 people could come in.
All that means,
I can control. You know how to control? Today I decided I'm knocking the door.
That's not control.
That's control.
No.
That's control.
Control.
At any stage I can do control.
Not if there's 100 people coming in there.
Lock the door.
They'll lock down the door. You can't control 100 people.
I can. I lock the door. Lock the door, please. I can control at any stage.
No, but when they came onto your property, they're no longer where you could control them.
Yeah, I could.
You can't say physically, you can't control them.
Yeah, call the police.
That's not going to... What we see here, how the police control people, it doesn't work.
Depends how they do it. Okay, let's say that.
Anybody with shoes. Anybody can go back. It is only a yacht because you don't know it's anybody. You need a number of people. Maybe 3 people, it's going to go Kazaka, that it's different people, in a sense, but it's not an individual. If it's open to anybody, then it's public. If there's an individual, if one person doesn't show, at one point doesn't determine the line. 3 people are going to...
So you're sure saying three?
You're saying a number.
You're saying a number of three. You say three?
I'm
three
saying,
different.
Three is just an indication. Maybe it's a number of indication. They have the 3 different animals.
Okay, so you say three is the number. You say 10 is the number. And you say not a number, it's to do with control. I see, you can control any time.
It's public when there's a toelis. If there's an empty field and I can get here by, instead of going like this, I'm going like this, there's a toelis involved. When it's private...
So what's private?
There's more ownership. It's mine. This is my...
They get a big toelis. They get a free ride to the beach with this sort of thing.
Okay. I like Boris keyboard. That's something I'm comfortable with.
If anyone's excluded,
garage sale.
Meaning, if there's any exception, come in. I say everyone's welcome except for black. Everyone's welcome. Then
that's what I hear. That
once I put a get there, it's not public. But if there's no get there, even with 3 people in,
very good.
There's no get there.
Okay, very bad. Okay,
but there you close the door.
Again, good fit. So the Chachma Shlomo. The Mashal on the Shulchan Aruch says like this: Nearly the dinze ella rak behiske barabim. This whole halacha, if you've got public, which means rov akshe hamokum, the majority of the people in hamokum of the place. Aber imit akshe hamokum hisaba, but if you only got a minority of people using it. It has no halach of Rabbi Yehuda. We're not going to extend it more than what's obvious, which means majority of the people in the place. The Rabbim Shani, because the Rabbim have a special halacha. Given the Rabbim Nikrim Musok in the Gabi Yochis. Yeah. Rabbim have a halacha that they are always win, they're always called Musok in their fight against the Yochis. I Dabke Barabbim. What does that mean? Rabbi. Avashnaim, Ashlosha, ain't Nikrim Musokim. But 2 or 3 are not Musok. So what is the definition of Chachma Shlomo Mashal of what's Rabbin?
Well, the top Rabbin is there. First, what do you call the Machal? Like in any society, everything is contiguous. You go from coast to coast, there's people. And second of all, what if I live out in the sticks with someone, me and my neighbor? If he walks, he's not Roman Shemach, he's all the Man Shemach. He gets the automatic rights.
Okay. So Baruch says it's Baruch that he's saying Robot Shem Mokum, and you also, Baruch is saying, I don't know what Mokum means, and you can have a scenario where Mokum is very small and Mokum could be huge, so what's the definition of Mokum? That's Mati's problem here. But there's another problem with Hoshman. Can you see another problem with Hoshman Shlomo? In himself, there's a problem. At the end, he says, you need both. A mokum, you know, tahinu dafka barabim rovei, he says majority of the city. So, but then I would say, then if he's going to say, and what's not good, I would say minority of the city. But then he says, avu shnayim, ushlosha, ainik and mukha, two or three.
So maybe
what's going on there?
There's
a big difference here. And what's going on there? Majority of the town is what works. Two or three people doesn't work. But what about in between? What's going to happen in between? We've got minority, but it's five, six, seven. What's going to be in that case? The line doesn't make sense. Beginning to the end. Is it majority of the city or is it two or three? What's going on over here? Yeah. So, the Minchas Yitzchok, saw this truth, saw the Marshal, and he says, no, I'm bothered, this is a very problematic line, and I'm going to tell you what he means. What's his definition? And probably it comes from what Matzahs is saying as well. To get around that scenario, you know, when in this place there's only two people in town. Yeah, so that type of thing. The Minchas Yitzchok says, in name of the Dika the Reisha Dafka, if you say that the first words of the Mashal are what is important, rove the town. If Cain, im ain kol eir ele bnei hamofu, lo mikve mosokim. If we're only talking about what one street, where this street used this area, but no one else in the town uses this area. This property is being used by the streets, but not the rest of the town. Then they won't be called Rabbim. If you hold that you need majority of the town, it's only the streets who are using the area. The shortcut. Only the street use the shortcut, not the rest of the town. Then they won't be called Rabbim if you need majority of the city. I was there, Omer's Tepshita, the Lav Dafke here. So I tell you, he doesn't mean majority of the city. He doesn't mean. And a Gam Movi Baklal, it's good enough, one street, this street uses this area, that's also called Rabbim. They're also called Rabbim. So it doesn't mean Rovei. The rise, the last line, it said two or three, so it can't be Rovei. Which one is it? Two or three or Rovei? So I tell you, it doesn't mean majority of the city. It means even one street uses it. So what's his definition there?
That locality, just that part where you're at, whatever you're discussing, where people use it are both.
So is it one block, two blocks, three blocks, a mile?
That's again, I'm giving. Not, then we have got these questions which you just asked. Yeah, I don't have to repeat them because you said them. It's very hard to make. You need a clear getter, not something measurable, but something a clear definition. What's a clear definition? How? What's the definition of the Minchas Yitzchok learning inside the Chol Hamoed?
People who cross from one side to the other side. Meaning that if someone on the other side of town never needs to get from one side of his property to the other side of the property. People that need to get from one side of the property to the other side of the property are the majority of those people allowed, or are they accessing going through his, or are they going around?
See, Monroe, the candidates to use it?
Very good. All good, Lashonis. No candidates, you said, both of the needs, yeah? He just gave the translation of what you just said.
Translation.
Okay, so very good. The definition, according to Mr. Yitzchok, he says, the definition means it's open for the public. Meaning that, okay, the public, the town don't need it, like Shmuel says. Only these people over here who actually need the shortcut to get to where they need to, the rest of the town don't ever come in. But It's open up. Whoever needs it can have it. Whoever needs it can use it. It's there for use of the people who need it. The rabbin means it's for the public use who needs it. Yeah, happens to be someone from the other side of town, happens to be in this side of town, and he does use it. Yeah, it's also for him. There's no restrictions. There's no one that I'm excluding from the use of this area. I'm not excluding anybody. Whoever wants to can. Not that you wear red ties and only red ties can use it. No. Anybody who wants, it's for them. I, in Metzias, only one street uses it because only one street needs it. But that's also Rabbin, that's also public. Okay. With that definition of public is non-restricted access for the public needs, whoever needs it, even if it happens to be 10 of them that only need it, but if the 50 would come who happen to be also they were allowed, there's no restrictions. So that's the definition of public in respect to private. So let's look at our case. How would you define our case of the beach?
You could do that with one person also.
How would you define our case of the beach? Are they public or are they private?
Both. On the one hand, it's unrestricted to the number of people. If 100,000 people wanted to come, they could. But on the other hand, he is putting a fence. He is, you know, what the fence would be put by the beach originally, but or putting it later, he is restricting the way they access it. So I'm not sure how that would fit in with this definition.
Why is he restricting?
Because he's
controlling. Anything up to the fence they can walk.
Yeah. Right. Oh, right, since the fence only fits the beach out.
Right.
But his kavana was always for public. If he had it his way, he'd have
more people. The more the merrier.
So that's why I'm asking, which category does the beach path fit into? Does it fit into the category of public or not? What's the definition of public? Which I said, it's for the needs of the public, in the, whoever,
the
needs pub,
of
whatever
the public.
The needs of the public.
But that's a restriction. He's restricting it by money. By saying that you have to pay $10 to get past that fence at the end, he's limiting people that are too poor to pay $10.
Oh. Very good. Very good. I mean, this American trip really helps you out.
Not the first to go.
When you need to go again, I'll tell you. Okay, so here, I built this path for the public to use. What public? A specific public. A specific public. The one who wants to pay to go to a beach. That's what the path is designed for. Designed for the people who want to pay to use the beach, they should use the path. That's what I gave it over to. That's who I gave the real rishus for. Yeah. Okay? So therefore, in our definition of public is there's no restrictions. Whoever comes can use it, whatever the reason is. Just go ahead. Yeah, and it only happens to be literally 5 people, 10 people, doesn't matter. It's all called public because that's who that happens to need it. If it happens to be 1,000, they also can use it. No restrictions. But as soon as they say, I'm designing this path for a specific category of person who wants to pay to go to the beach, then I'm defining that it has restrictions. Therefore, it's not open for the public. That's called a lot of individuals. Even if it happens, like Mata says, it's not totally on numbers. Even if it happens to be 1,000 people who use the beach, but it's 1,000 individuals, so they're not public. Because they're designed for a specific type of person, not the general public for anything they want to use it through in their behavior.
But what if he didn't have a fee at all? He let everyone come through. But if they were to set up a basketball game on his property, that he would object to. So is that also called restricted use?
No, that's not restricted. The use that I'm designed to call the path is fully useful for anybody that's called public. It's for a specific category of person, then it's not called public. So therefore, since therefore they don't fit into the category of Rabbim, if it doesn't fit into the category of Rabbim, then in order as an individual to have rights and maintain the rights and not be kicked out of using the path, then we go back to the standards of, yeah, you have to have a kinyan with actual a verbal agreement. Did he actually say, I'm giving this as a present? The answer is no. So therefore, he can put his gate, you see this definition, at the top of the path. Now, move it from in front of the meat, she can now move it from the top of the bath where the access from the street and say, I'm charging you, not for the beach, but for use of the bath, because you are not public that have the sin of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Fine. Now, let's go on.
That's it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
So let's go on. We've dealt with the bench. We've dealt with the Tiberian beach. Let's go back to our Bet Shemesh plot of land, which is in the community, which the local residents are using as a shortcut. And now it's been designated to the shul to build, and the public and the local residents say, no, you can't use it. Only if you build a tunnel that we can still use the path. Yeah. So what are the criteria of them to have the dinner of you? So you need a kinyan. Did they have a kinyan?
Yes.
How was the kinyan?
They improved the land.
So it's not an area that's designed only for walking, so it's not good enough to walk. So what was their kinyan?
They improved this.
The area actually laid the path on their behalf. They laid the path. They just flattened the land. The mummies did the kinyan. Okay, so they got the kinyan. Now, is it an area designed for public or in a lot of individuals? What is it?
Public. Anybody that wants
it. Anybody wants it. So therefore, you've got also the criteria of being called the public. You're public. This area is designed for public use. Anyone who wants, who needs it.
The path or the plot of land?
The path, which was they put it down. The area, the walking through. Okay. So Lechora, in that case, we've got nothing to protect the base of Knesset. Lechora, you have Rabbi Yehuda's din. We've got a Haskoma with a Kenyan, with public using it, so therefore you should have the din of Rabbi Yehuda. You can't remove the public without building a tunnel. You have to build a tunnel. They said they continue using it. Lechora. Yeah, so we have to find another.
I couldn't say in Anan Sadi that the city, which we know is giving out public spaces to shuls and schools, that's their intent all along, and therefore they were giving a conditional path, not a permanent. Even if they don't say it out loud, Anan Sadi.
And the guy in the Mishnah who says, I'm taking away the middle path, which the public are using it. I'm giving them a replacement on the side, so they can use the side and I can use the middle. And we say to him, you can't take away the middle.
That's midway.
And you can't take away the middle. And you know what? You can't even get the side back. Oh, but the side is conditional. I only gave you the side because I thought I was going to take the middle. So we say the conditions don't work in this halakha.
The reason is the person who put the code down isn't abiding on the area. He's only has the shoes to give it to
fine, but the public for the nicer. What did the public? What did that the public do? They used it with a kinyan. Yeah, fine. Like every.
I think
property.
That's the main Akamina.
But every property of is my property. I just watch the public do a kinyan, and I see it. So here.
It
wasn't set aside at the time and they did it. It wasn't set aside for anything. It was set the public lands and they're going to designate it at some stage. And then they designated it too. But already by that stage, the local residents were using it as a park. What, and we have all the criteria. They are considered public because whoever wants can use it. And they got done a kinyan because they actually tarred it and designed it in front of the owner, called the area representing the owner. So therefore, we've got all the criteria. But we've got the area. What's the whole shiur? The area representatives.
I have something very original. So I don't know if it's
okay, this is original.
What the halacha says is the derech harabim is also a kalkol. This is not mekalkel. This is mashpia. You're putting a shul on it. That's an improvement.
Yeah, but you're taking away my.
Doesn't
use.
Matter. Doesn't say I can't take away use. It says I can't be mekalkel.
Mekalkel. No, that's too much of this.
The difference here is this is a tzibur, not a yachid. Meaning, the Gemara's case is the yachid who gives the tzibur, he can't take away. The yachid against the tzibur. Here is the tzibur giving the tzibur. You can't pick sides from one tzibur versus another tzibur. This is also the tzibur. So once you have tzarkei tzibur to begin with, the regular klal.
So once it's defined, this is what the tzibur defined it as. You can't now change it to another difference. Right? The tzibur want this.
No, once you define the giver as the tzibur,
okay.
This klal doesn't apply anymore.
Nice fur, but no macaw.
Back to America for a while.
That's good. It's good story. Okay, so let's see. So, over the page, five. The Rash said, let's go back to this famous case, Soda Shemaftim Bo Mason. You got fields where they're using the fields to do Hespedim. Number five, sorry, at the bottom. Lo Nota Lo Nizra. Yeah, once they're using the public, are using this field to do Hespedim, the owner can't plant it. He can't plant it. Why? Mishum Yishbal, he's ready Miyash from use of it. The Kibun Shechenu, Yishbal, Banu Menu, Habne, can make Shizimaran. And since he's Messiahish, it's not the halachas of Rabbi Yehuda. Public using it, therefore, with the owner, Messiahish, she's Messiahish from it, and therefore, and public are making a kinyan, so therefore they now have ownership over it, which you can't interfere. So how did the Rash learn how Rabbi Yehuda's thing was? An individual owns a field, he's quiet, he sees the public using it. Definition is that ownership. The public own it because he's Messiah from it. Messiah from it, so therefore they own it. Okay? So, in order this halacha works, we need yish from the owner. We need yish from the owner.
In this situation, he might have wanted to stop them, but he felt he couldn't stop the robbers from doing a statement. He just didn't get
Therefore, what is it? That's why he's Messiah. That caused it. Yeah, what's it we're saying? He's got reasons. You say he's reason why he did it. Okay, but in the end, he's Messiah. Forget. I'm not going to use this area anymore. This is for the public. It's yish. Okay, so you need yish for the halacha to work. It's Messiah.
There's no yish by the area.
So. Is there yes or not yes by the area?
You want to be collecting your Noah that day?
Well, Robin can't be in the ice.
I don't understand. Why do you need yes? Yeah? How does that fit with the case of the Mishnah? When I took the middle one away for myself, which was used by public, gave them a replacement for the side, and then I told after the fact, you made a mistake, you can't take away the middle one, and I want to get back the side. No, you can't. I was Messiah over there. Okay, that's one question. Another question is the Gemara in Erevin. It's the Gemara in Erevin, okay? Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina. Yeshua says, "Meyamein lo nisas li eldom chutz meisha v'tinik v'tinukas." No one ever beat me. No one ever beat me in life, except for one woman, one little boy, and one little girl. Okay, we're going to see what was the story where the girl managed to have the upper on Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina. Tinokas Mahi, what was the case of the little girl that managed to defeat him? One day, says Rabbi Yeshua, I was walking on a path, and I saw a path going through a field. And I went on it. There was a little girl standing there, and she said to me, Rabbi, lo soda hizu. This is not your field. What are you walking through somebody's field? It's not yours. So I said to her, no death, Mushi. This is a public path. If it's not that for you, but it's a public path. Public path that the public can use. Omrini. She said to me that floored me. She won the argument. What did she say to me? Listen, Kamuscha Kabusha. Yeah, a lot of Ganov have already used this path. What's going on over here? She defeated Rabbi Yeshua. Why? You're gonna. There's a public. Yeah, the public are Ganovim. Just like you. What's going on here? What do you mean? They're not Ganovim. Rabbi Yehuda Rav says that public are use a path in your fields. It becomes their right. So you can't, the owner can't get rid of it. They're not Ganovim. So why in this case is it? Why? You say, yeah, she floored me. Yeah, she's right. I was a Taka Ganov. Like all the public stuff. Got the public, not Ganovim. It's a public path. You got to use this thing. What? The halacha of Yudav Rav. Rav Yudav Rav is made since he's a rabbi. He's also a kazu.
Right, you know, and it doesn't say what the circumstances are.
The public use your field, and it's now public. Is it now they have rights?
Maybe they had permission to use the field in the beginning.
Because we said before, you're towing for the public that it was under
search. And if you don't know,
and she knows, she knows what happened.
And if you don't know what happens, then we assume they got permission.
Correct, but here she knows.
That's the special timer that we give to the public. Public are like buyers and relatives, that we time for the public, because you don't know better, that, yeah, this is a public art for many years. You know what? This public art was established with all the halachas of Rabbi Yudav Rav that allow you to have it. So they're not going to offer. If you know nothing, then you know that they're not going to offer. Should have answered if she knows. She's a little girl. How do you know? He shouldn't say to you, but yeah, you're right. So what can I say? Well, you're right.
Of course she's the little girl, that means when she said it's saying the truth. Where would she get it from?
That's only with a tinnik who's learning Mishnayos, and they happen to bump into them in the Gemara.
She didn't make it up. She didn't make it up. She knows that this is how people.
No, that's how natural. That's how we would have. Before we saw Rabbi Yonah Rab, what we would say? These public, I got nothing.
No,
that's a natural feeling. You see, private fields, walk in public, you just said, that's what she did. But without no Rabbi Yonah Rab, now no Rabbi Yonah Rab. And the halach is, you know no better. You assume that they've got all the conditions of Rabbi Yonah Rab. They had permission, they did the halach. You don't know better. We assume it's because we give them these kindness because they know no better. So therefore, why is he just giving in and say, yeah, she was right, you know what? They were governed. I was a governor. If it was wrong, it's correct. What do you mean? Where's the proof? So, the base of prime comes up with a huge chiddush in this whole halacha of Yudav Rav. A restriction in the halacha. You have to know when, how we apply it. It comes up. So we've got a bit of a problem over here. We've got the Mishnah case that even if you give something as a mistake, you can't retrieve it. We've got this case of Yeshua, the Erevin, that said, well, the Ganovim. What? The Ganovim? And you need Yish, we've got Halacha, you need Yish. Okay, we assume maybe there was Yish, we don't know better, but if you know there wasn't Yish, what's going on over here? They're going to put a restriction over here. So the base of prime says like this, number 7. That Mishnah, where you gave them a replacement on the side and you've now lost it, you can't interfere. So also alkal bodem b'shasha yisur b'usa derech hoyu b'datum shoheh derech chalut b'yad harabim le'olam. At the time you gave that replacement path, you had in your mind, even though it was a mistake, based on mistaken facts, but your mind was, this side path is now for use of the public forever. That's what you thought, based on not knowing the halacha, that's what you thought. But you actually made that decision at that stage. Okay? Since you gave it over to the public forever, okay? Due to mistakes, but you did have that in mind. So therefore they got the dinner of Yudah Marab. They got permission to use a path forever. Then they got the dinner reviewed on the Rav. And that's what happened on the side path. Even if it was a mistake, why you didn't make this decision. Mashen Ken Khan. Timikora Dati the Hoki Kodnis the Tokho. Mashen Ken. If you just allow access to the public, Shemokan Ponui, in a place, you say, well, I'm not using this area. Yeah, big timer. Why did it bother me if the public could use it now? Now it doesn't bother me for the public to use because I'm not using it now. I only need to use it when I build. So now I'm not building. This time I need to build.
What's the case?
Yeah, the case. I'm moving my. I'm allowing them to use a certain desolate land over here because I'm going to build eventually. At the moment, they're not building, so why not let them use it?
And he says that explicitly?
No, he doesn't speak it out.
So that's what happens.
The Yochel of Israel, so therefore they don't have the din of Rabbi Hood, then you can tuck it build. So what's he saying? A clear halacha, which just happens to find when it applies. He's saying, the din of Rabbi Hood and Rab only is when I give over an area forever to the public. That's it. That's part of Yish. That's what the Peshat in Yish was. Miyash. That's it. Public. That's it. Nothing to do with me anymore. Le'olam. This is yours. But as soon as you've got scenarios where it's for the public, but up until then, up until then, up until that, it's not forever. Yeah, public. Spend time. Then you don't have the dinner of Yehuda Merah. Yehuda Merah is only when you're giving an area, even mistakenly, le'olam. Now.
What?
What about the original part? That wasn't a zikah. Yeah, the side part. But there he also gave them. According to some shabbat. Yeah, according to some opinions. Okay, fine. But now we've got a halacha now, an extra halacha in Rabbi Yehuda Merah. Not only you need kinyon, not only you need to have public using it, but it needs to be given over with permission, even quiet permission, for over. We understand it's forever. But if it's not forever, not. Okay. So when do you know? If everything's done quietly, the owner sits quietly, he doesn't say anything. And he just watches. And already you've got the dinner of Yudon Rav, him just watching without the agreements. That's what he says. So when do we know he's just giving it Zmani? And when do we know he's giving it forever? Forever, then you got Rabbi Yudon Rav. Zmani, you don't. When is what? When do we know? We know that's the halakha. If it's ever, he's got dinner. It's not forever, it's not. So when do you say what? And when do you say not? When do you say it's forever? And when do you say not? Forget that, out of it. And if you don't, can't define, then we're going to give the benefit of doubt to who? The Sibyl. So then if you don't know, then we're going to assume that it is forever. So when do you have this halakha of the Beis Ephraim, if he doesn't speak anything, just quiet, that no, it's only his money, you don't have this halakha. When is that?
That goes back to what you were saying, the Anasadi case.
Okay, you've got the understanding.
They never make permanent. They make it with nice with bricks where they set it up with the side thing. It's temporary pad, but they will last for a meter wide, and it's built in a way that shows that it's temporary brick.
Okay. I'll give you a clue. That was the case of Erevin. That was the case of Erevin. That was the case of Yeshua. That was the case of Yeshua. Says, this little girl beat me. Yeah, she's right. Got nothing. Yeah, we're all got nothing. We don't have the dinner of Yehuda Merah. Why? What's special about that case of Erevin where it was clear to Rabbi Yeshua? Yeah, she's right. There's no dinner of Yehuda Merah of him. Because it's clear that it wasn't given the Olam. Why is it clear it wasn't given the Olam in that case?
Surrounding it.
Says the Mashah on that Gemara. Chiddush HaGudos, even the Chiddush HaGudos of the Mashah tells us halachas. Number 8. Gam Keshadek Bushoyer. Even though it was a used part by the public, the girl was right. Kibbe Shadek saw the Zruah berries because it was a planted field. He was planting all the grain over there. Habidah Suki Dati, he should have known to Shlomo Shuskosha that the public didn't get it legally under those circumstances. No, I mean, Bechlam, make sure it's right, doesn't have that lock of suits for Rabbi. Dasa Kara, I know, but Skinner Bishus Dasa. That only applies if you know it's Rishus. We can assume it was done Rishus. No, in this case, we clearly know that it was not Rishus.
So
how do we work out it was not Rishus? Because,
that
Dan says, I see that no one in their right mind would give Rishus to the public to use this area in the middle of their planted property.
This has nothing to do with being temporary. It's unrelated to the basic problem.
But we see from here, when you don't know, normally we defend the public. Yeah. But here, even though you don't know, we don't defend the public because it's clear to us, the story speaks for itself, that they didn't have the requirements. So whenever you've got a story that speaks for itself, that you don't have the requirements, then we do not invent stories for the public that give them rights.
Well, it's not true.
In other words,
it's not true. Shimshon, you had it. It was a derech to have a derech through a sada. He went through an expansion through a kerem. Wasn't there kerem?
Yeah, it was. What?
Was the derech open to the problem?
Binyus, isn't it? No, that's the answer to 7,000. What we bring from the Masha, that even although we don't know what happened, that's what we're sure, doesn't know what happened, And normally we defend the public and say, well, it's their pub, because we don't know what happened, because we give them all the tiners that could give them in order to get a pub. And we say, they got all the requirements needed. But when the pitch, the story speaks for itself and says, there's missing one of the requirements, which is in the story of Yeshua was resource. That requirement was missing, because clearly he didn't give resource to go through his Israel, then we don't defend the public. So when we only defend the public when there's not evidence that's clearly say, shouting out to us that you don't have one of the criteria. Now, what are the criteria? You need to make a kinyan, you need to have permission, you need to be rabbin. Yeah? So if you've got clear evidence that you're, and it needs to be lolom, that's the, it needs to be forever. So you've got clear evidence that size that you're missing one of them, we don't say, well, we're going to ignore the clear evidence and still defend the public and still give them rights. That's what we see from the Masha. Memela the Friday says the last statement. Im Shenichlis mixes Hakarim Sobek and Shabim. So if you pull in your porter close to the public, by the Umzebucha, you're only doing it clear. In his particular case, it was clear that it was Umzebucha. All the evidence points. All the evidence pointed that the reason why he's doing it is because he's not building at the moment. It's an area which is designated to be built. It's an area which is going to be built. At the moment, it takes time to arrange all the building process, the money, the funds, the ishurim from the area. It takes time. So therefore, he doesn't need it. So therefore, he's allowing. So therefore, the allowance they gave to the rabbin wasn't forever. It clearly wasn't forever because it's designated for building. So therefore, there's unza tamuchach that you're losing one of the requirements, which means you're losing the olam requirements. You need to be forever. It's clearly not forever because it's designated for building. So mela, you don't have the dinner of yudah. So therefore, we come back to our case of the area which have a plot of land which is set aside for Siburi. And in time it's not actually designated by the area to what particular Siburi use is, and the local residents are using for 10 years, or as these shortcuts. They got a kinyan, and they got permission. But there's an under the mochach that the owners and the represented owners didn't give them permission forever. Why? Why is the under the mochach? That's to figure out. It's zone for building. Because what I'm building takes time, isn't it? So therefore, even though they got all the rights, they fell to one condition. The olam condition of the base of prime. Memela, you lose that condition, you've lost the whole thing, Rabbi Yehuda on the Rav, and there's no matrix in Rabin, and therefore the shul do not need to build a tunnel.
But you said not everyone agrees to that condition.
What?
You said not everyone agrees to that condition.
What?
That
this forever is one of the... No, cases. It's a chiddush one. It's a chiddush that we set in halacha, memela. Therefore, the shul don't need to build a tunnel because they also don't have mixtures in the rabbi. So we covered the case of the wall which was used as a bench. We covered the case of the Varian beach. And we covered the case of the empty plot of land designated for building which the local residents are using for private. Now, the big shaila, which will be the last shiur on this topic, is the standard shaila.
What's shaila?
The standard shaila. This comes up. The standard shaila, we've interest, talked about interesting cases. Some don't, okay. But the standard classic case. Yeah. We've got a building. Building which is to go up one entrance of one street, one entrance of another street, a lower level of streets. Yeah? And the public have been using the building as their pathway to go from one street to another street. You see, it's in the high and low. Classic cases are in the Hanof when it's built on mountaintops. You want to save all the time and they're going around. Yeah, this is great. This is something the public desires. Yeah, and they've been doing it. Now, do they have halacha now, mitzvah says Rabin, that now the owners of the building, the members of the building, can't put locks on their doors? Or the front doors, and they have to allow access, and they can't stop the public from using it, and they have to serve all the dirt which that causes, or they don't have the mitzvah. You're going to discuss that, knowing all the facts you have. You can think about it till the next time you have this shit. And this also applies with a private roads as well, a private stairways in between roads, which belong to the property, but outside. Those two shilas we're going to concentrate, which are standard, next time for our last shit on this topic. And Mr. Shem, the next year will be in 2 weeks. Not this week. Not Hanukkah. In 2 weeks. Not Hanukkah. 2 weeks. Chayav, you think about all this.